Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with sommelier and restaurateur Stephen Becta, who is a legend in Ottawa and beyond for his fine dining trifecta, Becta, Play, and Gazelig. Last month, Stephen launched Becta 2.0, and that's what I'm hoping to chat with him about today. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Amanda. Great to be here.
Well, congratulations on the new and improved Becta. You're now located at Grant House, 150 Elgin Street, and I'm wondering what brought about the move from Nepean.
Well, you know, we outgrew our original space on Nepean Street probably about a year into our 15-year lease. When we first opened, the biggest criteria was that it was cheap and easy to set up shop. I was a waiter at the Nepean Street Ritz for a few years, and when I came back to Ottawa, my old boss and landlord, now landlord, said, you know, you should really take over Nepean Street. And, you know, it worked out great. The restaurant was more or less set up. We still had to do some renovations, leasehold improvements, and buy some equipment and stuff, but the hood fans were in place, and the walk-in fridges were in place, and a lot of the electrical and plumbing was in place. So it was a very easy setup in order to get things rolling, and it also established us as a brand within the cozy confines of an old home, and that stayed with us. But shortly after we opened, fundamentally, I think the city kept pushing us for more elaborate foods, more fine dining, greater service, and the staff all really wanted to keep taking things to the next level. And then, due to a lot of accolades and whatnot, people's expectations also went up. And so we wanted to be able to fulfill those expectations, not only in the food and the service and the wine, but also in the facility. And so, you know, it was at the back of our minds for quite some time that we needed to put Becta on a better stage. You know, someone once said to me recently that it was a nice piece of art in the wrong frame. And so the Grant House on Elgin Street where we moved, I think is the right frame for the art that is Becta.
And also you have strong roots there in that area, Elgin Street, don't you?
I do. I grew up on and around Elgin Street. I went to Elgin Street Public School, and I've lived either on or just off of Elgin 5 different times of my life. I just keep coming back here. And so there's something so wonderful to me about coming back to my roots and being part of the community that I grew up in. And, I'd always walked by Friday's Roast Beef House when it was around here when I was a kid and thought one day maybe I could go and dine where those, you know, fabulous dinners look to be going on. So, you know, it was ironic when Morguard gave us the call and said, we'd love to show you this space. I was very excited and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, what is your vision for the future of fine dining in Ottawa, and how does Becta 2.0 live up to that?
Well, to me, we believe very strongly that there is a place for great fine dining in our lives. There is a place for special occasion dining, for when you've got a birthday, an anniversary, a graduation, a special guest in from out of town, just any reason that people like to celebrate. And they want to do it in style. And that means, you know, beautiful plates and great cutlery and wonderful glassware and really top-notch service, beautiful food, and having the facilities to be able to do that. That also means, you know, grand high ceilings and, marble fireplaces and the history and the restored charm of a grand house like we have here at Grant House. And, you know, fine dining is about all the little things as well as the big things. It's not just about getting the food right and the service on time. It's about all the little tiny details that, you know, we've really committed ourselves to being excellent at on Elgin Street. I think there's a huge place for fine dining, even though in the last few years, the trend has definitely been towards more casual dining. There's been some incredible restaurants that have opened up in Ottawa, and I go to them all the time, and they're wonderful. But sometimes you want to dress up a little bit, or you want to go to that place that has really comfy chairs and beautiful wallpaper and nice plush carpeting and get taken care of in, you know, a slightly different way. And that's what we're hoping to offer at Becta.
Can you sort of provide a virtual tour for people like myself who haven't yet had the pleasure of seeing Becta 2.0. I understand there's a more casual wine bar as well as the private dining rooms. What's the Becta experience like?
So we basically have two doors and two or three restaurants, depending on how you look at it, under one roof. So the front entrance through the big old grand heritage doors is into our fine dining area. As soon as you walk in, you go through beautiful stained glass surroundings with a beautiful vestibule, and then you look upon great white marble tile towards either the smiling host ready to take your coat and usher you into a lovely, relaxed table, or you can look directly up the stairs, this grand staircase that the Heritage people were so insistent upon preserving, which of course we wanted to. And that's a direct shot into the kitchen where you see the chef plating the final pieces of the delicious fine dining food. The two main fine dining rooms are on the left and right as soon as you come in. And then if you wander past the host stand, then you enter into the casual wine bar, which also has its own separate entrance from the 21-story office tower, the performance court, in behind us, where there's underground parking and 500,000 square feet of prime office tower where, we've got tons of great neighbors like Shopify and CIBC and Canada Council of the Arts and KPMG and New Zealand High Commission, and it's just Ottawa Tourism. We just love having these guys as neighbors. So they can come in, or, people who are driving the park underground can come in without even having to go outside. So that's great. The casual wine bar has some exposed brick walls, our deep blue painted walls on the other side where it's the same blue that we brought over from the old Becta, but it's a gorgeous herringbone floor. Brighter, a little noisier, a little more boisterous, wooden tabletops versus the fine dining tablecloths, beautiful Art Deco lights, exposed custom wine fridges, things like this, so that it's just a really fun, more relaxed, almost clubby kind of feel to the place. Big plush leather seating, and that people can just come and drop in and have a drink or a small bite. The menu back there is completely different. It's a small plate, small bites menu that the chef likes to think of as fine dining bar food. And it's just a lot of fun. Two completely different experiences, but hopefully the same level of hospitality that joins the two. And then finally, we've got our private dining rooms on the second floor. We have up to four private dining rooms. One is a hybrid room that allows seating either on smaller tables of two or four, or a private room for up to 12. We've got our Juliet room, which is has a working Juliet balcony off the front, and it can seat either five or six. And then we've got a very large private dining room that can seat up to 36 across three tables, or 28 at a single long table, or it can be split with a movable partition that sort of seals it off completely, soundproof between the two rooms for a group of either 12 on one side, 16 on the other. So lots of options to choose from when you come.
That's amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
You've also got some artwork on the walls by a fellow kick-ass Canadian, Andrew King, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's. We approached Andrew shortly after we knew about the project because I've always admired his art, and I said, we really want to have something great on our walls. So he took the challenge 6 months beforehand of painting 13 original paintings for our walls when we opened, and they were always meant to be for sale, and he would get 100% of the proceeds, and I really wanted this to be a gallery for him in Ottawa because he doesn't have one right now. He uses a pop-up gallery from time to time here, mm-hmm. and he's got a gallery in Prince Edward County, but this, I really wanted him to be able to showcase the beautiful artwork and to be able to get all the proceeds. Within the first 2 weeks, we sold five of his paintings already.
Wow. That's very generous of you, too, offering 100% of the proceeds.
It's very generous of him to loan us all this incredible art.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of his work, yeah. No, I really can't wait to see the restaurant. So you're offering dinner service right now, and lunch service begins January 5th, 2015?
That's correct, yeah. So we're ramping up now in terms of the staffing and the menu and all the little other details that are required to run two services in a day. We're a little out of practice. Becta hasn't had lunch service in 10 years, so
oh, wow.
this is going to be a lot of fun for us to add lunch service. The wine bar will be open straight through, offering the same small plate, small bites menu that we have at nighttime starting at 11:30, and our fine dining lunches will be Monday to Friday 11:30 till 2, and then we'll start fine dining service again at 5:30 till 10, where the wine bar is also Monday to Friday during the day, and then Saturday, Sundays we'll open at 5 o'clock.
And if people want more information, they can visit becta.com.
That's it, and we're revamping our website, so that should be hopefully up and running in the next couple days.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's a massive undertaking. I know it's been months and months of tons of work, so really bravo to you, and happy holidays.
Thank you very much, Amanda. It was a thrilling project, and I can't wait to share it with the people of Ottawa, you know, very soon. And thanks so much for thinking of us and for doing this interview.
My pleasure.